I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. If at least as good of a weekend as you could.
Yeah.
Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, man. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend. Glad you and your family traveled safe and all those different things. You got to experience some different things with your babies, which is always cool, man. But, yeah, it was a fun weekend for the dogs. Enjoyed that ass whooping. So just enjoyed.
Yeah.
Enjoyed
it. What a thorough,
yes,
thorough performance.
Yes,
that was.
Enjoy, and less stuff on the field too.
Yeah, that's true.
Made even, yeah. But it was a great win for the dogs. I'm not saying we're over the Alabama hump or nothing, but yet we got it done, which was the most impressive thing, just beating that team like that. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And now you know the college football playoff thing, and you're hearing so many different rumors of because Notre Dame is not in, how much money it's costing them, and all those different things. And I just saw this morning they got something written into the if they're the top 12, they're automatic. Like I was like, I mean, I know Notre Dame's a big brand. They're one of the biggest brands ever in college sports, especially football. We understand that, but damn, like is it that serious? Now I would feel a certain type of way. If I'm them, because you kind of shafted them late. I mean, you should have went ahead and just did the whole Miami thing in front of them before, but you kind of, for the last few weeks, they were always in front of Miami. Mm-hmm. And I think Miami deserves to be in. I also think Notre Dame deserves to be in, but not in over Miami.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're there. But, yeah, it was one of the things where the great thing about college football, the championships games outside of the SEC, was how Kurt Herbstreit was talking about how long it's been since Duke has won a championship. Mm-hmm. Indiana's won a championship. You're talking about
Has Indiana ever?
Like, they were talking about, I think somebody said back since World War II or
okay,
something.
Okay, sure.
You know, and so that was so cool to watch them and watch Duke win that game. It was a great game. To the ACC game, it was
ACC was trying to not let Duke win.
They were trying.
Whew.
I was like, okay.
They got the call in late
I was like, okay, we understand that if Duke wins, you're pretty much screwed. Maybe
they were like, "Come on, Virginia, we're trying to help you here."
Yeah, man, but no, to see them win that game was really really cool. And obviously, you know, the playoffs are in. Georgia it will be back in I think New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl, facing the winner of Ole Miss and
Tulane,
which. Yep.
Which already happened.
Yeah, which already happened.
Ole Miss smacked them. And
yeah.
I guess we'll do that again.
Yeah. So, we're getting ready for a rematch of Ole Miss in the
I realize things are different now than they were the first time they played, but
yeah.
Still the same players.
Still the same players. They're gonna smack them. Mm-hmm. So, it should be a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, just from like a Saturday, just from an enjoyment standpoint, it was great to sit there and watch all those games. Mm-hmm. You know, for Georgia to do what they really probably should have done to Alabama a couple of times now had to feel good as a Georgia fan.
Yes.
Because Georgia's been better than Alabama a number of times in the last couple of years
yeah.
and still couldn't get over the hump.
Right.
They went out there on Saturday and really, really Left proved no doubt. It. And like you said, like it could have been very easily could have been like 35-3.
Yeah.
Like 28-7 doesn't even tell the full story. And I know from an Alabama perspective, certainly there's some like, all right, what's going on here?
Right.
Like that's this offense, you know, supposed to be an offensive guru with DeBoer and Grubb and all that. We had -3 rushing yards.
Yeah,
are we talking about? Ty Simpson was looking like the man about a month ago, and now everybody's scratching their heads. So Alabama certainly has some things to be worried about headed in. I also think, Georgia's just going to do that to teams right now. I just kind of think that's where Georgia's at. Like, if you're on the top shelf of college football, and Alabama is not, the team that they have right now is not one of those teams. I think Georgia's just going to – that's kind of where they are in the season, is how good that offense is and how efficient that offense is and the things that they can do and how much better the defense is and how far along that defense has come. And they're hitting, they're flying around, they're getting to the quarterback finally. Like, they really have figured things out in the second half of the year. Like, outside of Indiana and Ohio State, I think Georgia pretty much does that to everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe Texas Tech.
I just think, obviously, I'm always going to be biased, but I just think that they're playing so well in the back end now.
Yeah.
You know, Ellis, so much better, man. He really now got and kind of like gave my own self a side eye when Ryan Williams caught him too. I was like, oh, hell.
Still can't tackle him.
Still can't get his ass on.
What's going on with his season or the game or whatever?
Yeah.
That was a shifty guy.
Don't grab him.
And it made it even more confusing to me what his season was.
Yeah.
Like, how did he have the season he had still being able to do that against Georgia? He gets up for the Georgia game, I guess.
Man. I thought, Georgia's overall play defense. They swarmed. Like I said, no big mistakes offensively. Nothing special about the game offensively, but, like, some of the
clean.
Plays that Bobo was dialing up.
Do that. Was that the first touchdown?
The first touchdown. I mean,
Robinson from the fullback spot.
You're like, where the hell is Roger Robinson been?
I know. I was like, I thought he was out for the year.
Yeah,
I didn't even know he was
out and everything like that. And then the freaking screen touchdown to Zachariah, man. Just the creativity of it, where it looks like it's going to be an overthrow. And I just love to watch this. I watched that like 10 times already.
Yeah,
just
it was blocked
perfectly, man. And so, so Georgia's in a position where, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, not having Drew Bobo there, you saw some reasons, but the kid did get more and more experience as the game went on. But I think, you know, he's not coming back.
No.
You know, so you got,
a lot of time.
You know, you got a lot of time to get this kid more and more comfortable, more and more up to speed. Practice is going to be practice. All right, so and that's what I've always heard the Georgia players, especially offensive players, since Kirby's been there. It's like, hell, a game is easy. How we practice against our defense Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is a physical brand of ball. And so I anticipate it to be that way as they get ready, because you got a long layoff, man. And you know, they had the layoff last year and everything like that. You were
not
the starting quarterback.
Not until January 1st. January 1st at 8 p.m.
Damn,
that's when the Sugar Bowl is. I know.
I like that damn long?
Yeah, I know. See, that to me, that's kind of the part of it, too.
I didn't even look at the date, Andy.
Right.
I like that damn long?
Yeah, and the December 19th and 20th is the first round games. And, Indiana, Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas Tech don't play till
You mean tell me New that? Year's that's Day. What I'm saying. You mean tell me that we can't get, like, this calendar move? They don't play the damn
– I know. I know. And I do think that that's a flaw.
Yeah.
Like, I really do think – and I think what happened last year won't happen again this year because of the way that it was, slotted. You had teams getting byes that shouldn't have gotten byes.
Right.
And I know that that's another huge part of the conversation today, coming out of the selection yesterday, is as much as look, like if I just look at the 12, given what the parameters are of the 12, understanding that like James Madison and Tulane are in. By virtue of the format,
mm-hmm.
like no one's arguing that they're two of the 12 best teams in the country, but they're in because of this, because of the format that they have. And again, I also think it's important to remember, like everyone that's banging on the format, it's bad. Like it's not good to have two group of five teams in there. It was created when there was five power conferences.
Yes.
I know it seems like a long time ago.
No.
But
2 years ago.
A mere 2 years ago.
Yes.
There was another conference that was also one of the power five.
Yes.
And it was set up to where the conference champion from each of those five would get in automatically, and then they would select seven. But then all the, you know, what happened with the Pac-12. And then there was four, and then that didn't work last year, and now it's the way that it is. Like, the issue with all of the stuff, and there's issues, like, the way that it all played, I think that the 12, given the parameters, is fine.
Right.
Like, I think it's the least controversial 12 that it could be, honestly. The one controversial thing that was came down to was Miami and Notre Dame, and they took the team that won the game when they played.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think it's more,
the only people mad about that are Notre Dame.
Yeah,
everybody else is like, yeah, pretty much. But as far as the 12 goes, it's about as logical as it could have been. The problem with all of it is conference realignment.
Yeah, man.
Like, you're trying to apply this, like, sort of, it's not even, there's not even like real parameters. It's pretty much whatever they want. But like, you're trying to apply this set standard to all these teams that are doing completely different things.
Right.
You've got an 18-team conference and a 17-team conference and an independent and groups of five and all this stuff. And then at the end, it's like, all right, now they all have to adhere to the same standard. Well, they didn't play the same season.
No, they did not.
They're not playing the same. Yeah. They're playing the same sport technically, but with very different rules as far as their season goes. So, of course, there's going to be crap at the end of the year.
Yeah.
It's what's going
to
happen.
And it's going to continue to be that. You think expanding is going to make it better?
No, I don't think so.
What the expanding part will do is that it will, obviously, you were going to probably see the diminish of conference championship games more than
eventually,
likely.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah,
I mean, eventually. But then it's like, okay, well, how do you find the revenue for that game if you're the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big 12 or whoever plays in these conference championship games? So then you go from that where then it's going to be, because we talked about it. Even if it's 16 to 17 teams, going to be it.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's just always going to be somebody left out, especially when you do the automatic bids. I don't like them.
They have to get rid of that.
They have to get rid of that. Yeah. That's the first thing.
That's the simplest solution.
That's the first. And
kill the automatic.
And something we talked about Friday on the show was like, I feel bad. I don't feel bad for a group of five as far as you maybe not be able to get in that kind of way. But if you are a special team, like how them Boise teams used to be and things like that, then you should be in. But you're telling me that Tulane should be in over Notre Dame? No.
Yeah, of course not.
You're telling me that, you know, you're telling me that these teams should be over, hell, Vanderbilt? No.
No, they shouldn't.
You know, and so, you know, and now you're seeing all the canceling of the bowl games and everything. Notre Dame's like, no, we're not going. We're going to take our ball and stay home and all those different things. Fine, that's your prerogative, all those different things. I understand listening to the AD talk with Ms. Dinich, and he was like, he's very upset because he was led to believe, if you look at last Tuesday's ranking, that they were going to be ahead. And that game, they all, and this is how I viewed it, the committee that whole time, those 3 weeks that they had, had Notre Dame in front of Miami. If I'm Notre Dame, I'm looking at it from a standpoint where they're looking at that head-to-head don't matter.
Right.
They say we're better than them.
Yeah.
They say we're better than
Which
Miami.
Which is fine.
Which,
like,
is fine.
If you're the committee, you're allowed to make these decisions based on eye test, essentially.
Right.
Then if you think Notre Dame, and they do. They do think Notre Dame
yes,
is better than Miami.
I think so, too.
Because they told us that weeks for a month. And then they are cowards.
Yes.
And they heard the backlash. Because everyone's like, are you idiots? They beat them. And they're like, well, we don't want to be idiots. People right. are saying we're idiots.
Yeah.
And then they changed it at the end. Here's what I do think. Like, and I don't think that they're capable of this level of, like, conspiracy or whatever. But if they did it on purpose, they did it perfectly.
Yes.
Because just think of the amount of content created off of that debate.
It's a TV show.
In the last month.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing's a TV
yeah.
show. But just the Notre Dame-Miami thing.
Right.
Like, if they really were diabolical geniuses, they did it perfectly.
Yes.
You know what's going to make everyone furious is put Notre Dame ahead of Miami for a month.
Yes.
And then whatever, if it changes at the end, we'll put Miami.
Neither team plays.
Because we don't want to be crazy. Like,
right.
They beat them. We're not crazy. But if we do it for a month, the amount of podcast hours and TV shows and headlines and hot takes, like, people are buying Christmas gifts off of those conversations.
Yes.
The amount of time spent on that,
yes.
that bonuses are being paid off that. And then at the end, they got it right, and they put in the team that beat the other team, and here we are.
Yeah, man.
But if they did it on purpose, and it was like, all right, this will create the most controversy.
Because that was the only thing going into
this, will get us through.
This thing right now. It was those two teams. Those two teams.
That's it. It's really what it was.
Yeah.
And then Alabama loses to Georgia kind of the way they did, and that was a little bit. But
because it was the thing.
You're not going to penalize the SEC regular season champion.
How bad does Alabama have to lose? They lost by three freaking touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's not bad enough.
And again, if you watched it, it was
yes.
it was thorough.
Yeah.
The only touchdown they scored was on a personal foul, another a deflected ball that somehow landed in the tight end's hand, and then the referee got the guy's
damn
way. Like, no offense to Alabama, but they probably don't even score a touchdown if that drive doesn't go that way. All right. Hey, also, you're welcome. We did the whole first 15 minutes without talking about the Falcons. and that's what they deserve. We'll get to them eventually. Look, the phone lines will be open at 11:40 if you want. You know what I mean? No pressure. If you want to talk about the Falcons at 11:40 and call us up and talk about it, cool. If not, also cool. But we'll come back and tell you what's trending. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Of a 60-minute performance, maybe Texas too, but I mean, Georgia's stacking them now, which is why they're the SEC champs.
Kirby said on the show earlier when he was on with Coach Saban and them, special teams.
Yep.
So there's always been a big special teams play in this game. And I'd be damned, they call the punt block. I don't know who this damn kid is.
I never seen him.
But he goes in, blocks the damn punt, and we're off to the race.
And the cool thing was is that he noticed he was going to get there in time. And instead of diving and taking the punter out, he got to where the ball was going to be and didn't even hit him. Because a lot of people dive right at the punter and maybe you get a penalty called. He noticed that he was going to get there in time and got his hands out where the ball was going to get kicked. Because
you go down a block punch, you go up to block kicks. And I'm telling you, if he doesn't get it, Roderick's going to get it.
Yeah, right.
If he didn't get it, Roderick was going to get it, man. And that was the game right there. That was a momentum play that you needed. And Georgia didn't look back from that point on, man. And I thought just defensively how they were just tackling. Now, Alabama had some weird calls. That first third down call, where he tried to behind the line, reverse. Not against us, dude. No, we're flying.
I know.
We're flying and hitting people, man. And
they're doing a lot of cute stuff against the defense.
Really cutesy stuff, man. And then they did a good job of not frustrating, but showing Simpson bad looks, different looks. They were in receivers' hip pockets. And, you know, and then offensively, they were efficient. Gunner, obviously, he wins the SEC MVP. It's just efficient. He needs, for us to get to where we need some more downfield plays. But I think overall, and I love me some Dylan Bell. I saw him when me and the family were up there and everything. I went and spoke to him. I said, boy, you representing that 86. He's just a football – what Schlero called football playing Jesse.
Yeah, he is.
That's what he is, man. Just a football playing Jesse.
Just get him the ball.
Just get him the ball.
Throw it to him, hand it to him,
and
whatever.
And he's going to make something happen with it. Obviously, we talked about the play calls, both the touchdown run by freaking Nate Frazier. Mm. Just the play design with Humphreys coming up being the lead blocker. I mean, just like Bo was in his bag on Saturday afternoon. And, yeah, Georgia back-to-back. I know that people will try to downplay it. It means a hell of a lot to the people in Athens. It means a hell of a lot to this dude. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
They won back-to-back SEC championships.
I don't give a damn what nobody say. Now, it's a different rule around the house now because Samson, obviously my son, he's like, "Hey, Dad, you got us our shirts." I was like, "We don't buy SEC championship shirts no more, though." We're all about the natty shirts.
There
we got plenty of SEC championship shirts. We want the national title shirts, and we'll get plenty of those. Just like
have plenty of those.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that when the time comes, man. But yeah, I was so excited watching that game and watching them thoroughly kick Alabama's ass.
Yeah, they played great. Yeah. Kind of what happens with good teams is, especially good teams that have, whether you want to call it flaws or youth or whatever it is, because Georgia certainly had some issues early in the year. But it was all like, when you watched it, it was all pretty explainable. Yeah. It was like, well, those guys just haven't done it
before. They haven't done it.
And they're going against some of the best offenses in the country. Maybe these lumps they're taking right now, but I mean, also they're winning the game somehow.
Right.
They were finding these magical fourth quarter ways to win all these games so you can learn and also, you know, remain either undefeated or keep a great record. And then they grew from it. And the defense over the last month and a half, has looked much more like a traditional Kirby Smart defense.
Yes.
They're hitting people. They're causing turnovers. They're finally getting to the quarterback more consistently.
Three sacks.
Like Quintavious Johnson, who was close a lot in the first half of the year, is getting there now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, now, I mean, it's...
Ellis is playing like the guy who...
Big five-star coming in.
He's playing it now, man. Yep. So, yeah, very encouraging. Hopefully everybody gets healthy and all those different things. Yeah, but I was again, so excited to watch that game.
It's also, I mean, you think about it a little bit going into the weekend, knowing Georgia's playing at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday night and the Falcons are playing there on Sunday, and just how opposite their seasons are, how opposites their programs are, how everything that sort of exists in Athens is the antithesis to what happens with the Falcons.
Yes.
The game's played out opposite.
Yes.
Like, Georgia turned the game on a special teams play and then capitalized on that by creating a turnover.
Yes.
The Falcons let the game get out of hand by blowing a special teams coverage and then turning the ball over on the next play.
Yeah.
The Georgia clinched their spot in the playoff and won the SEC title game on Saturday.
Yes.
The Falcons clinched that their season is not going to end in the playoffs for the eighth consecutive year. Like, they're the bizarro version of each other. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, how could – I don't know. Like, the Falcons don't have to be that awful and that pathetic, but they are.
Yeah,
they truly are.
Yeah, man. You want to
talk. It's insane.
You want to talk.
Every Sunday is another new low.
It was crazy because, you know, I went and met my man JY and Emmanuel. We went over to Rocky Patel Burn over at the Battery, had some cigars and lunch and drinks and stuff. And so I'm watching the game. I was like, okay, it's tied up. And so I get up to go to the restroom and I come back and he's returning the damn kick for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Andy.
Kick it through the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean.
Why kick it to him?
Why kick it to him?
You can't tackle him.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a cluster of just, I mean, you get a block field goal.
Oh, right. They also blocked a field goal in the first half.
Block a field goal.
Right. Get
return kick. I mean, this is, I think I was probably on a team with the worst special teams I've ever seen. This is right up there.
Are they worse than you guys?
Like, we just gave up block kicks. We didn't give up returns, really. But a lot of block punts. Right? Yeah. My boy Mike Five leg damn near fell off. But I mean,
more frustrating probably in that sense because you all had the number one offense and defense in the NFL. And the Falcons certainly don't have that.
Yeah, but I mean, just yesterday offensively, you ran the ball. You got 30 carries in. Obviously, you didn't have anybody of the wide receiver position make any damn plays, Kyle had a nice day, except the first time you got to make the catch.
Yep.
I know it's contested, Kyle, but your team needs you to make that play. They need you to make that play, and it was so crazy. You know, I was like, just make it. The defender got it. But make the play. You know, that's just this season. And, you know, obviously they have to run all year long. You know, and Seattle kept gashing them and everything like that. And your season's on the line. And I understand Seattle was going to win the game anyways. But they gassed.
Yeah, it didn't have to be like that.
Like,
didn't have to be 31-3 in the second
half. They kicked the Falcons' ass up and down that field yesterday.
Yep, they hit harder. You could, the pack, like the,
everything.
Fire, the enthusiasm, everything. Just every big play, everything. Rally into the ball. Like, yeah, they look like a 10-3 team,
yes,
that has big aspirations. And especially in the second half of that game, the Falcons look like a bunch of dudes that know their season's over. And there was some, I don't know, there was some tackles that maybe could have been made in the second half.
What
are you doing?
But when your team is beaten down like them is, man, and you know, then you got to turn right around, short week, go down to Temple, who had a crazy ass loss to the Saints yesterday, which is unbelievable. And you go down there, you might probably get your ass kicked down there. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some changes. As I was thinking about that this morning, Buck, I kept saying, "But why?" It's just one of them things where it's just like, okay, we just don't want to see you in this building anymore.
Yeah,
we don't want to see you in this building anymore. But they
if he fires Marquise Williams today, last week you had all the confidence in the world in him, and then you know what I mean.
I mean, it's weird. Boom.
I suppose if they all get fired today, or whoever, like the main ones get fired today, then it's at least all right. The season's over. Like, playoffs are officially eliminated.
Right.
So we're just going to deliver the message that this is unacceptable, but like, all right,
yeah,
it doesn't save the final. You still got to play. How many more do they have?
Five?
Was it 13? Yeah, four. Okay.
Four more games?
Thank God.
Yeah. So go out there, give your best effort, and try to win some games, man. I mean, that's basically what you can do right now, man, because yesterday was just a sign of what this season has been. And for in my opinion, we're never going to make the playoffs. But you know, to get your season ended by getting your damn teeth kicked.
Yeah, worst loss they've ever had at Mercedes-Benz.
I mean, they got absolutely beat the hell down.
Yep.
I saw some fans, saw some bags on their heads in the stands and everything like that. Yeah. Rightfully so, man. Yeah.
No,
you got beat down in a deciding game of your season, and you didn't put up a damn fight. Mm-hmm. Nobody made any plays. Kirk couldn't get the ball, throwing interceptions.
Hey, Mooney did catch a touchdown, by the way. That should have been a touchdown.
I think it was, because I think he was forced out, but still.
I don't think it changes anything.
It don't change anything. But
it should have been 10-3 at halftime.
Yes.
Instead, they don't review that. For. I don't know if it is reviewable, whatever. But he got forced out and reestablished himself.
Yes.
Like, that's a touchdown.
Yes.
But then the Falcons do what the Falcons always do. If they have an opportunity to sneak three at the end of the first half, they'll never do it.
Nope.
They'll always choke it away somehow with a bad clock management or a turnover or something. And if the other team has an opportunity to sneak a three,
they will always get that three.
No business allowing the Seahawks. They had like 22 seconds to get into field goal range and kick that field goal and make it 6-6 at halftime. Should have been 10-3. It's 6-6. And then, I mean, again, the play that happened to start the second half happens either way.
Yes.
Like, it's just a matter of time at this point until you make a terrible special teams decision. Here's the other crazy part. They did that, and then they finally go down and they get a field goal, and then they immediately kick it out of bounds on the field goal.
Yep.
So they let them start at the 40.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things where, you know, when it rains, it freaking pours.
Oh, it's pouring.
It is.
And they got a roof, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
roof's open, and it is pouring.
Yeah, man. Just demoralizing, man. Just, you know, expectations. And I'm not saying they were great expectations. I know me and you, how we stood on this. Yeah, but we didn't expect this here.
Yeah, I would never
say this. I was kind of a fringe, maybe should go to the playoffs thing, but I did not think it was going to be this damn bad.
Nope.
I did not think that.
It's as bad as it's been.
Yeah, man.
Since the last time it was this bad.
And then we know what happened with that.
Got bad.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed. And everything's going to change here.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah, everything's going to change.
Phone lines are open if you want. Again, no pressure. You know, you guys, it's busy. It's Christmas season. You probably got shopping to do or whatever. But if you'd like to talk about the Falcons on the phones next, 404-726-0929, we will. We'll get back into some of what happened over the college football weekend as well. Also, look, gotta celebrate the good stuff. Jalen Johnson is playing at a level right now that has rarely been seen. I know they lost to the Nuggets on Friday. That game was crazy. That was such an entertaining game. And then they beat the hell out of the Wizards yesterday, or Saturday, whatever it was. Jalen Johnson had triple-double in both of them. Crazy. Playing great. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 30 seconds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning, 20 minutes away from back-to-back NFL no huddles, as we always do. We'll probably sprinkle in some college football stuff too, though, as we'll do 45 minutes on football, both college and pro. But a pretty fun Sunday outside, obviously, of what happened here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll get to the back page with Bo in an hour, as well as some phone calls. And we said, look, if you don't want to today, we get it. We understand.
Right.
They want to.
Okay.
They want to.
All right.
Phone lines are full.
Let's hear it.
Phone lines are full. I will say one more thing, just as far as like, if since we're here and they're mathematically eliminated and all of that. It is frustrating that the division actually is as crappy as everyone said it was going to be the last 3 years for the first time.
Yep.
Because it wasn't actually quite this awful the last couple of years because Tampa played okay. Tampa's just decimated.
Yeah,
and New Orleans has somehow found a way to beat both the Panthers and the Bucks at different times this year. I mean, the Bucks and the Panthers are tied right now in first place at 7-6.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy.
Yep.
Like, if you would have told me all the way back in August, like, at this point, the leader of the division would be 7-6. Like, all right, well, Falcons aren't having a great year, but at least they're in it.
Yep.
You know, at least I got a chance.
Nope.
Nope. Incorrect. Eliminated from the playoffs at 4-9. They've lost 7 out of their last 8. I mean, you know, we could go on and on and on. The list is very long about the things that have happened this year poorly. Yesterday was the worst of it. Well, I guess not. They lost that one but to Carolina by 30.
Yep.
Yesterday was only 27.
Yeah.
So.
But this was.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They're both pretty bad.
Dominated.
This was a 20. They got 30, 27, and 24 this year. So pretty cool. All right. Tracy is in Carrollton. Hey, Tracy.
And how y'all doing?
Fine. Doing fine.
I got a question. Just something I've been wondering about. Why did Raheem Morris get hired coach the Falcons?
Oh.
He's not a winner. Never has been, really.
Yeah. And all right, Tracy.
I just don't.
All right.
Well, I mean, look, we can go back to the timeline when it all happened. I mean, I think there's a number of different reasons. He had had a lot of success lately as a coordinator with a team that had won. Familiarity played a part in it. There's no doubt about that. They knew him and liked him and all that. And, yeah, I don't know. Other candidates didn't work out. Either didn't want the job or they didn't want them.
Yeah, they didn't want the job or something like that. But, I mean, you know, go back and look at it. I was fine with it when they hired Raheem. I wasn't like, all right, or anything like that. But I was like, okay, I mean, he is – because it wasn't anything where he had to rehab anything. You know what I mean? Like Tampa, he had a good year and then bottom fell out because they didn't do the stuff that they did for his predecessor, Shiano. Wasn't it Shiano that went after him?
But that was also just so long ago.
But it was so long ago.
He worked his way back up the ladder through the coordinator ranks.
Yeah.
That it's understandable that he was going to get a head coaching job at some point.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't – the thing that concerned me at the time of the hiring was – and it was nice to hear everyone be so happy for Raheem because everyone likes Raheem.
Yes.
But no one went much further than, I like him, he's such a great dude.
Yes.
And then it's like, if you tried to, okay, let me read that quote a little further. Where do they start talking about all the stuff he does good as a coach?
Right.
Oh, they don't. There's no specific thing that he's excellent at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, if that's the case, if you're kind of like a, if you're kind of like a vibes coach, then you have to have great coordinators.
And you didn't have.
And he doesn't have great coordinators either. And that, but that's on him.
But that's
it's
on him.
His job to fill his staff out.
He didn't hit it right with it.
Yeah. I'm not trying to like, I'm not trying to pass blame off to anybody, but like if you're sort of the, if you're the CEO coach and you sort of like, you're involved in everything, but you're not sort of an expert on any of it, then
you got to get the guys.
Those guys got to be great, and you got to make sure they
and you
are.
Did.
And instead, he went with two first timers. Had to fire the first one before the season was over with Jimmy Lake. Zach Robinson, you know, take it or leave it, but obviously it hasn't been great. And then the inherited special teams coordinator, has the worst unit in football.
Yes.
So
that's why
0-4.
Yeah, it's been bad.
If you include, although Ulbrich, I think has been okay, but the defense isn't great this year. They're better, but not great. Dexter is in Covington. Hey, Dexter.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Merry Christmas to you guys. I know I'm saying it kind of soon, but
it's all right.
With
these
days going by. Yeah. But anyway, man, I ain't got no problem with Raheem coaching. I got a problem with what Raheem brought behind him. You know, Zach ain't doing what he's supposed to do. You know, Ulbrich doing this thing, but let's shade it with the points, you know, with people, they still scoring.
Right.
You know, but when you find that wide receiver coach, it seemed like everything went downhill from there. It looked like our receiver just go to the club, come out and practice, and go back home. It's like nobody knowing what to do on Sunday. And that's hurting us as fans to see that. You know, I be at work on Sunday, man. I don't be wanting to come home to watch the game. I wish they could give me more jobs to stay out here to work.
Right.
To watch the Sour Falcons.
All right. Thanks, Dexter.
Appreciate it, Dex. Yeah,
I mean, the wide receiver position has been shockingly bad.
It's been bad.
Like
when Drake London's
and Drake being hurt is a big part.
Yes, three games in a row. But there was no, you know, coming in. Moody came into season banged up, and has not found his form. Obviously, the other guys. I mean, they're just that.
That's what it is.
The other guys.
The rest of them are. Yep.
Yep. The rest of them are just the
depth
other
guys. Chart guys.
Yeah. So that's where you're. Yeah.
And Kyle hasn't stepped up really.
No.
And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, like, individual issues for sure, which is roster stuff, which is also, you know, when you start kind of passing blame around, it goes everywhere. Like, Terry Fontenot shoulders blame here also.
Yes, he does.
Like, there's limited depth across the board, and also just some spots that just aren't good. Even the guys that are out there to start aren't great. So it's across the board blame for sure. Tom is in McDonough. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, Tom. Love you.
I've been in Atlanta. I was born in Atlanta. I've been here for 54 years, and I've been a Falcons fan since I was about 7 years old. When I heard Dave Arch interviewing Raheem yesterday, and Raheem said, if this doesn't matter, and I called Steak earlier and told him the same thing. When you say this doesn't matter, what does that do to your team, your players, your fan base? I mean, come on. This guy has got to go. Yeah, I love Ulbrich, but if it takes Raheem leaving, take him with you. Whatever, I don't care.
Hey Tom, I didn't hear that. What did he? In what context did he say that?
Well, he asked him about the loss, you know, about this loss or whatever, and Raheem says, "Oh, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We got to go forward and this and that." But it does matter. I mean, you know, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars over the years on season tickets.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
I'm sick of it. I don't know. I'm a frustrated fan. I'm a Falcons lifelong fan. I'm a diehard fan, but I've been kicked in my freaking head for my whole life.
Yeah, man.
No doubt, Tom. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. What was the context of the answer?
He was saying the details of the loss, like none of that matters. We got to get it fixed.
Okay.
He wasn't saying that losing the game.
Okay.
But again, it's also in the vein of we're playing again on Thursday.
Yeah, right. But here's what doesn't matter. Like, and I'm not trying to like dismiss any of it. Like, Tom obviously has skin and money in the game, like years in the game, energy and all that kind of stuff. Like, what is said after the games doesn't, I mean, again, it's just going to make you more mad. Like, they're not going to be able to explain anything, especially at this point where everyone continues to, and I look, I get it. You want to hear something said that gives you some sort of hope.
There's
what
no,
you really want to hear is you're fired. Yes, like, that's what you want to hear.
Yes.
But there's nothing that these dudes can say in a post-game interview or in a press conference or anything that's going to make you feel any better other than we're firing this guy or I'm stepping down.
Yes.
Like, he's not going to be able to explain, yeah, man, the special teams is awful.
Yes.
He's not firing the coach, so he has to say he has confidence.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a part of what it is. But yeah, like, I would just, again, fan how you want, and you're going to get as mad as you want, and understandably, because yesterday was awful.
It was bad.
But there's nothing the coach is going to say that's going to make you feel better about it. It's only going to make you more mad. Miguel is in Atlanta. Hey, Miguel.
Andy, Randy, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Question. Do you think Raheem will get another job after this, another head coaching job?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
And how many players do you think are going to return on offense?
How many what?
Players?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Miguel.
All of them, except for Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle won't be back.
Kyle won't be here. They'll make a decision on Moody.
Probably Algier won't be back.
Algier probably won't be back.
And then maybe. I don't know. Maybe they can find a way to sign him, but probably not.
Maybe. Maybe Bergeron will be out because he's a free agent.
Is he?
I think this is his fourth year.
I thought it was his third.
If it's his third year, okay, then he'll be back then.
Yeah.
Caleb McGarry comes back.
McGarry will be back.
I think you get another.
Lindstrom will be back. News will probably be back.
Yeah. And so then you look at it from that standpoint. But yeah, I mean, quarterback, I mean, obviously Michael's going to be here, but don't know what his status is going to be. Don't know what they're going to do with this Kirk Cousins thing because that $57 million cap, but he has not done anything to prove that he deserves to
be on his
team.
Kirk Cousins is gone.
Yeah.
Even if Kirk Cousins balled, he wasn't here on that contract.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But yeah, Penix will be here and Bijan will be here and London, they got to figure something out there because it was a contract year for Drake London.
Right.
But the receiver room is going to look different.
Completely different.
Thank God.
Yeah.
The receiver room's awful. Yeah. Like, it really has been of all of it. And there's a lot of bad. Like, that's been the most
disappointing,
crazy part. Like, it's not, you know, just look at the numbers across the board, including Mooney, who was supposed to be the number two. Like, the numbers are staggeringly bad. James is Indicator. Hey, James.
Hey.
James?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Ar. How are you?
Sorry, I'm on my lunch break, but I couldn't help but listen to you guys.
Thank you.
I was telling somebody the other day, you know, we were looking at that Jets game. You see that stadium? Mm-hmm. Looks going to look familiar in a minute. Just the guy that asked about those dollar tickets, let me know when they're coming up. See you guys.
Hey, what are you having for lunch, James?
I went to Wendy's, man. I just got some chili.
Sure. Oh, good.
Knock off this stuff on that side.
All right, good. That sounds good, James. Perfect day for chili. Very cold outside.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you're watching people like this. I was with my man JY. He dropped his wife and his kids. They went to the game. You know, they see the ticket holders and all those different things also. And I was just like, you know, watching the game, we're watching it on TV at the bar. You just watching people leave. You're watching. I'm surprised. I bet people after they go, you know, halftime, go get you snacks and everything. When they ran over the kill back, they just left.
Yeah, sure.
You know what, man? Let me just get out of here.
I was surprised there were enough people to boo when they kicked the field goal in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, let's just get out of here, man.
Like, I was like, all right, good for you guys for still being in there and having the passion and wherewithal to realize that maybe they should go for it on fourth and two. Good for you.
Fourth and damn two.
Yeah, and you're down 100 and your season's over.
Yeah,
let's kick a field goal.
Let's get him some more incentive money or something.
Yeah, man. We got to work on the operation because it got blocked earlier in the game. We got to perfect the operation. We got to attack the moment. Look, I mean, this is sort of where I'm at with a lot of it is like, they got to do something like this. There's nothing you can do in the final four games. Like, people are going to watch because they're like everyone that's called us right now because they're diehard fans that love the team and love football and want them to win. They got to do something in this offseason to give people something to be.
I don't know what it is.
I do.
What?
Clean house.
Oh, yeah. That's what I keep saying.
The whole house.
I understand what you're saying. I'm like, but that's going to make you happy to win because this ain't going – this right here.
Briefly.
Is a brief
life. Yeah, it'll make you happy briefly.
Yes, because this is going to be a long, long.
That's right. But at least, because if they don't do that,
right,
and the same people that have made these hires the last handful of times that have gotten us back in this same place,
right?
Because this isn't a new place where we are right now.
No.
Where we are right now is a conversation we had 5 years ago, and conversation we had 3 years ago, and conversations we had even 6 years ago, and they probably should have gotten rid of Dan and Thomas the year before they did. Like, we've had these conversations before.
Yep.
The same people are the ones that have repopulated these jobs and have failed repeatedly. So at the very least, if you take it a level higher and let new people make those decisions on the new people, Falcons fans can talk themselves into, well, maybe at least this is different.
Okay.
At least maybe the decision makers know what they're doing this time. Because if it's the same decision makers hiring these people, yeah, why would it be different?
I know. Me and you are 100%. I agree with that. My only point with this is it's still the Falcons.
Yeah, it might also not be.
Yeah.
Like, it might not be.
Yeah.
But at least there's a reason. Like, we'll take a – I'll take a thrill, man. Give me a brief moment.
Right.
It's better than this.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand the angst of, you know,
let me talk myself into it.
Because
I can't talk myself into it right now.
I can't talk. I mean, I don't know where they go. I mean, I know obviously it's going to be a new GM, new coach, president, all these different things.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, you remember I said last week, I'd be surprised. If he's not there.
Well, it'll be a new coaching staff.
Yes.
You can't. You know.
Yeah, I don't.
I think they're alert and aware of the situation enough to realize that they can't roll these guys back out there.
Everybody has to go.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like, you're going to lose the fan base.
Yes.
Now, maybe these people that are the president and decision makers and stuff could hire a coach that's exciting enough to get – look, people are going to be back.
Yeah.
It'll be August, and we'll be in Flowery Branch, and
yes,
people will be on the hill because they love football and they love the Falcons.
Right.
Like, if they didn't, they wouldn't be here still. You know what I mean? let's say this all the time. If it wasn't for diehard fans, the Falcons wouldn't have any.
Right.
There's no bandwagon fans.
There's no bandwagon Falcon fans.
Yeah.
We understand that.
Everybody can call in like Tom and be like, yeah, I've been a fan since I was 7. Because you have to be. You're born into it. You don't choose this life.
No,
it
this
chooses
life,
you.
Falcons chose you.
But that's all I'm saying is, like, if you really want to give people a reason and talk themselves into optimism, you got to at least change some of the decision makers.
But that's what I'm saying. And we all know who that one decision maker is who everybody blames everything on. Because you can't blame the owner because he just owns the team. He ain't going.
Well,
you
can blame him.
You can blame him,
but
meaning he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but as long as you need 2x4s and skill saws, he's still going to have the money to own the team.
He ain't going no damn where. Hey, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local NFL games every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right, we'll talk some other NFL teams to kick off the noon hour NFL No Huddle. We'll also get back into some college football conversation as well as the playoff is set. Certainly some, controversy, I guess. People upset, and I think it's more the process than the outcome. But we'll get into that as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.